Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so we're dishing. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco were on a podcast. Everybody goes on the podcasts now. And they were recalling their first kiss.
Good kiss?
Can I say something?
Very good.
Can I say something? You know, she
wasn't allergic to you.
She was, I was so disgusting and repulsive. No, she was so nervous and
I hadn't liked anyone in a very long time. So some kisses are for fun. And then when you feel something behind a kiss, it's completely different.
Yeah, he's like totally obsessed with her. And that's okay because he's really nice to her. And despite the kiss being great, her nerves caused a rash on her face. And that was kind of a humorous start to things. Listen, Mr. Kane has facial hair, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. Jeremy Renner turned down a second season of Hawkeye because he was offered half of what he made for season one. What? Why would they think that was okay? Gwyneth Paltrow described her ski crash lawsuit as a shakedown.
It was ridiculous. And the idea that somebody could ski into your back and knock you down and then sue you. I was like, this is everything that's wrong with our legal system.
Literally.
And that's why I felt like I had to fight it. I was like, I'm not going to be shaken down here.
No.
Like, I'm not doing that.
I don't blame her. She sued him back for like a dollar and won. After Blue's Clues, Steve Burns said he became depressed, overweight, and an alcoholic until he took advice from his TV character and sought help. Green Day was celebrated with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Billy Joe Armstrong didn't know what to say.
Yeah, this is kind of like being at your own funeral. And but I don't know what the to say, but thank you guys a lot. Thank you.
My favorite part of it was that Flava Flav crashed the ceremony. The Tony nominees were announced yesterday, and Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal were not recognized for their hit adaptation of Othello. Guess it doesn't matter how much money you make, right, The Rock? Shira Sherman from SNL tries to do a backflip in a new SNL promo with Quinta Brunson and Benson Boone. He's that singer that does the backflips.
Hi, I'm Quinta Brunson, and I'll be hosting SNL this week with Benson Boone. Benson, are you going to do a flip?
We'll see.
I'll do one. Can you? I'll figure it out.
Don't move your neck.
Sarah, girl, we see you can't.
Looks like it could be a pretty good episode. Some hot takes this morning. Diddy rejected a final plea trial. His trial starts on Monday. Robert De Niro issued a statement supporting his daughter, Erin. And five times married, Nicolas Cage attended the fourth wedding of his son, Weston. Like father, like son. And finally, a little bit of a dirt alert. And it's not so much the information, it's how it's delivered, because Phoebe Gates, the daughter of Bill Gates, who is 22, went on another podcast and talked openly about him.
What is it like introducing a guy to your dad?
I think terrifying for the guy, for me, hilarious, because my dad's like pretty socially awkward. Like he said, he's, you know, has Asperger's. Like to me, it's so funny. But for guys, I think they get like really wigged out.
Wait. Has he said that publicly? I don't know. Okay. I hope he's okay with it because, you know, sometimes people talking about your medical conditions is not exactly welcome in public. I mean, he could say, what can I say except you're welcome for all those billions of dollars I'm going to leave you, girl. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. I got to go. I'm starting to get a headache. This is too much gossip. It feels like a sugar rush.